Lesson 13, at the hospital. Adverbs, ahjike, worse, even more. Awashime, worse. Binish, until, soon. Kanage, is it possible that, blank. Hishke, look. Prefixes and suffixes. Ango, one. Ango to ate, 1 week. Ane, along the way, coming along. To ate, week. Nouns, I'll say the singular and the meaning, and then I'll say the plural and then the meaning. Pakese chikan, room. Pakese chikanan, rooms. Piwate, stranger. Piutek, strangers. Piuteque, female stranger. Piutequek, female strangers. Ka, ta, kanchi, kantek. Thermometer, LS. Ka, ta, kanchi, ka, tekin. Thermometers. Misque, blood. Misqueen, blood. Nunda, ya. Pican, bottle. Noon da pikanoon, bottles. Move, bowel movement. Moon, bowel movements. Oskinige, young man. Oskiniwak, young men. Oskinikwe, young women. Uskinik quick, young women. Sabunigan, needle. Sabuniganan, needles. Sikiwin, urine. Sikiwinan, urines. 13-1, extended kinship terminology. Kituzim, your nephew, stepson. Kituzimak, your nephews and stepsons. Kituze mikwem, your niece, stepdaughter. Kituze mikwemak, your nieces and stepdaughters. Kituzis, your parental aunt, stepmother. Kitusak, your parental aunts, stepmothers. Kimisome, your parental uncle, stepfather. Misomes, your parental uncle, stepfather. Misomesak, your parental uncles and stepfathers. Kininguan, your son-in-law. Kininguanak, your son-in-laws. Kisimis, your daughter-in-law. Kisimisak, your daughter-in-laws. Kizise, your maternal uncle, father-in-law. Kisimes, your maternal uncle, father-in-law. Kisisewak, your maternal uncle, father-in-law. Kiseguas, your maternal aunt, your mother-in-law. Kisekusak, your maternal aunts and your mother-in-laws. Verbs. Apjisin, has a fatal accident. Andamowe, is taking medicine. Pagitanamo, exhales. Pakate, is thin. Pangisin, falls. Pitsipo, is accidentally poisoned. Pigage, yells. Pindige, Pato, runs inside. Pimisin, lays down. Pukatesin, has a broken leg. Pukunikesin, has a broken arm. Pukukatesin, broke a bone. Takatse, catches a cold. Gigiskawawaso, is pregnant. Yizhe is healing. Guhtache is afraid. Ikunamo inhales. Inapine has a sickness. Isqua bimatise dies. Isaya is in such a way medically. Maache wa is being operated on. Ma namanchio feels unwell. Mawatisiwe visits. Mawe cries. Mukne moans in pain. Oni cha nise is having a baby. Nitawike is born. Winino is fat. Wistagendam experiences pain. Zazam goes outside, urinates. Za pate sima is being x-rayed. Siwapine has diabetes. Body parts are in chapter 16. Transitive verbs. Utakwandan has it in his mouth, LS. Utakwandan bites it, not LS. O. Kakwe Chiman, ask him or her. O. Kusan is afraid of him or her. O. Chitawan, give him her a needle. O. Mawatisan visits him or her. O. Zababa Chiman x-rays him or her. Phrases. Anin eh Tagin. What is it now? I seem to have forgotten. 13-2. Eh Tagin. This is an expression that's used when a person isn't sure of a fact, but then remembers it afterwards. See the examples below. It's quite a common expression. When de Tagin ki is awak. Oh, that's right, they went over there. I forgot, but I just remembered now that they've gone over there. Anin itagin ezinikazwan. I've forgotten what your name is. Please tell me again. Kin itagagin itam. It's your turn now. I wasn't sure at first, but now I know it's your turn after all. 13-3. Imperfect tense. Here, the action has already taken place at a previous time. The act has already been done. If the verb ends with a short vowel, I or o, double it. Ningi macha napan. I had gone. Ki macha napan. You had gone. Ki macha pan. He had gone. Ningi machan. Nepan, we had gone. Kiki macha ne apan, we had gone. Kiki macha ne wapan, you guys had gone. Ki macha panik, they had gone. Some other examples. Aza, inzan ki wisinepan, apparently. He had already eaten. Aza gigi ki si kukini ki apan. You people have already washed the floor. Aza iwe ki ikitupan. He already said that. 13-4. Ize daze and done. Ize daze and done are preverbs that are associated with location. E, daze, is used in front of any verb along with a locative to mean that the action took place at that location. U te nang das we tege. Locative, preverb plus verb. She's getting married downtown. Bindik das mawat de siwe. He's visiting inside. B, ije, is another preverb that's placed in front of a verb to mean exact direction or bear action. Ani izi wisinin. Eat right now. Ami imma izi namatapin. Sit right there. Oma izi anoki. He works right here. Na dawa ni isa nipa. I decided to just sleep. Note that in example 4, that the new verb ize nipa is being conjugated like any other verb that begins with a vowel. See, dan is a more complicated animal that lives in this forest of Ojibwe grammar. It is used in front of what linguists call verb finals. One example is chige, which means eat. This is not a word by itself, but you can put a prefix or a preverb in front of it and it becomes a word. Again, you have to include where the action took place. Ah, kwaching da nan chige. He's eating outside. You could say, ah, kwaching wisine, and everyone will understand you. It's just not very elegant, and elegance is what we're after. You could also say, ah, kwaching tazi wisine, and that is 100% better than Akwatsing wisine. But the old way of saying it is Akwatsing tananjige. The verb finals are things that you'll gradually be aware of. For now, just try to master basic Ojibwe and don't be shy in using the language in the way you'll be understood. For now, as you get more proficient, you'll want to upgrade your language. Some more examples. Uma the nakamekize. He's busy over there. Ima the weto. He's talking there. Wende thunning gwani. He's sleeping over there. Ute nang da anoki. He's working downtown. 13-5. Izan. The word izan means apparently, and is used often when relaying information where the speaker did not witness the event personally. In the area southeast of Thunder Bay, Ojibwe say kiye instead of izan. You can also translate it loosely as I guess. Ki kimiwan izan pe tibik. I guess it rained all night. You use izan in that sentence because you didn't stay up all night to watch the rain fall every minute of the long, miserable night. The word inzan is never used at the beginning of a sentence. Apparently, you may also use it in a question if you know that your friend wasn't an actual witness as well. Tibikung na inzan ka gi tagwasing. Was it last night? He must have arrived. I guess Ojibwe's talk like this because we're so humble and we would not presume to make declarations that we did not even witness personally. It also means we're very cautious people. 13-6. Transitive verbs, inanimate object, conjunct. The following verb form is used all the time. In many places you will hear a y, a w, or no consonant at all depending on the dialect. Sa kitu yan, sa kitu yan, sa kitu wan. Ki spin sakto yan, if I like it. Ki spin sakto yan, if you like it. Ki spin saktoot, if he or she likes it. Ki spin sakto yang, if we like it. Ki spin sakto ying, if we like it. Ki spin sakto yek, if you guys like it. Ki spin sakto wat, if they like it. Some examples. Ami na iwe ka ki pito yan. Is that what you brought? Ki spin pito yan mi chivin wisni kan. If I bring food, eat then. Ami iwe ka wanito yan. That's what I lost. Dialogue. Aza na kikiwa pamik mas kikiwa nene. Did the doctor see you already? Nungumigo, just now. Anish Kainik, what did he say to you? Ninga sabab me go. They're going to x-ray me. Anapi, when? Se mak mawin. Now, I guess. Azana ugi utapinan kimisquim. Did he take your blood yet? Kawin masi, not yet. Dialogue. Kiabina pimata ziwak kinig e gok. Are your parents living? Ni mama eta kiabe aya. Just my mother's still around. Aza win ni baba kipanata zi. My dad passed away already. Kimisomis the swin. How about your grandfather? Oh, me onza win aza. Kagi iskwa bimata zipan. Oh, he died a long time ago. Ami pesigwan no koipan. Same with my grandmother. Two hospital stories to translate. Number one. Ki pokunike sin. Ami uwe heze ayayan e pokunike sin nan. Se mak akusio gamingong ningi isamin nin iko ne na bem. Ne daksin min uma das waite se mak maskiwin ne ningi kwe chimik ke nonan ami ek kitit anin is in kas wan pat mitik is in kas dina ande esitayan uma utenang anin itikin ima tezik nisoso tezik wapos mikana nindikit anin esipi katek kita kintasun ke witike na anin ezin kasut kinapem peka peka ndiket niwin niwin pesik nanan niwin izbiga te ne dakit tasun eya ne witike burni wigwas izin kaso napem anin enam manchuwan ka ta kwa che kantak ke ka ta kwan tan kanach che kizuwen ta wa pam che kante tas kinik ta sa wa te se ka te ta a sin ni ka che ka te tas wipa tas ke ka unche kiwe. Unfamiliar words and phrases. Ta wa pan chika te. It will be looked at. Ta za wa te se chika te. It will be x-rayed. Ta a sin ni ka chika te. There will be a cast put on it. Number two, kokum tipachimo. Kokum niki witchiwa akusio kamikung. Inwas kawin ki mino ayasi ki maskate kapia i. Ninguting kake ki kitche. Kiseso kawin ke kun ki. Tisi ayasi inzan ki kito pesik muskikiwanene e tisat iskuniganing. Aga ninda wa ni ga isa kitsi akkuzio kamikung muskikiwanene si ping ke ape ki kito kukum. Ningi isamin tas ningi pimusemin Utenang, Keabe, Ningi, Takusinimin, Akusio Kamigung, Yewasna, Giebe, Ma Ima, Ka Tanabi, Wat Awek, Keabe, Be Sa Kam, Muskikiu, Uma Ize. Pinti gemen kito awe maski kiu kwe. Ne, pinti gemen ima peke se chikaning. Pinis pe pinti ge kewin maski kiu nene ka ikwewet. Anin ape ka ki ma chi mannam manchi uwan. Ise kakwete awe Maski kiwanine. Ame tas ka ikitot kukum. Aza nizo tewat nindakus. We takwantan kito. Maski kiwanine. Uminan ka takwansi ka tining. Ha kito kukum. Uma ize tim isinin. Minawa kito maski kiu kwe. Ki wi sakendam na uma kito maski kiu nene. Eya kito gokom. Pangi mukne uma taswin. Eya minawa ize pigage gokom. Nindawa kika sa pa tesemigo. Ikito awe maski kiu nene. Ah, kito kokom. Ninga utapinan pangi maskike munde ya pikung. Ah, kito kokom. Pangi ge uma atun kimu. Se kito kokom. Manu ewe to tan kito maskike unene. Anin eta ke unje ikenda man anin eza yayan. Ami etta ke unje mino ayaying ki kenda amin anin ena pinayan. Uwe munde apikuns apachitun aasay kito gokom. Isketas nungum ago tuat esisek asa anin mino Aya gokum. Pogi ki kendan anis muski kiunene anin iwe wenje akkuzit gokum. Pogi minandas muski ki. Ane mino ayatas aza. Unfamiliar words and phrases. Muskwa kamik iwin seeping. Red River in Winnipeg. Ka tan ape wat where they sit. Pe kese chikaning in et from the rooms. Ke ka sa wate semigo. We will x-ray you. E na pi e ing in na pine has such a disease.